Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health, so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook page for times each week. Just look for Momentum Fitness and Health on Facebook. We try to keep it consistent, but you know, sometimes things happen like life. So you can also find helpful videos while you're there and at findingyourmomentum.com. Now, we are also live streaming or attempting to live stream on our private Facebook page for members as well, although it's telling me my connection is weak. So hopefully it is broadcasting for you. But thank you for listening to me today or joining me whenever and wherever you are. So I'm often asked, how do I burn fat and how do I build muscle? Well, sometimes I'm asked, how do I burn fat and build bulky muscle at the same time? Well, it's important to realize that these are two separate goals. They're two completely separate things, and you have to decide which is more important or which you'd like to do first. If your goal is to be bigger and cut, then you're going to need to get bigger first and then work on cutting or getting cut and getting lean. Now, at Momentum, we always talk about proper progression. So if you're just starting out, you need to start with balance and flexibility, followed by strength endurance. Once you've completed these two phases, then you have a choice. Do you work on muscle building, also known as hypertrophy, or do you work on maximal strength and power, which is going to be more likely to help you cut fat? Now, each phase has what is called acute variables or different things that you have to do to help get you to your goal. And that's going to mean different weight, different reps, different sets, and different types of exercise. Now, before each phase, you should do a test called the one rep max test. And anytime you're working one-on-one with a trainer, they usually will do this test for you. So what exactly is this one rep max test? Well, it's a test done to find out the max weight that you can lift one time on any given type of lift. For example, the chest press, curls, rows, squats, and deadlifts. If you can bench press 100 pounds, for example, and you can do that one time, then your one rep max is 100. So if you can do it more than once, that's not your one rep max. You have to add more weight on and try and do it so you can only do one rep and fail on the second one. So now that's important at any phase to know what your one rep max is, because that goes into your program design and how you should be doing your workout. So let's say you're setting out to build bulky muscle. It's often suggested, first of all, that you do split routines, meaning that you split your workouts between muscle groups, between two different workouts. Most popular, you would combine chest, shoulders, and triceps on one day, and then back, biceps, and legs the next day. So you're not doing everything on the same day. Now, you need to do two exercises for the chest. So we're going to be doing these compound sets. So let's say you're going to do a barbell bench press and a flat dumbbell chest press. You're going to superset these exercises by doing them consecutively with no rest in between. So you're going to do the flat bench, and then you're going to do the dumbbell bench press. or chest press. So you're going to do 8 reps of each one at 85% of your one rep max. So let's say your bench press was 100, right? You're now going to do 8 reps of a bench press at 85 pounds, okay? And then you're going to do another 8 reps right away of a dumbbell chest press, 8 reps as well. And then you're going to rest 1 to 2 minutes between each set. So do one exercise, do the second exercise, then you're going to rest for 1 to 2 minutes. So you can complete, and then after that, you complete 2 more sets. So you're doing 3 sets of exercises where you're doubling up the exercise. So 2 exercises for the chest at the same time consecutively. 8 chest press, then 8 dumbbell press. Rest for 2 minutes. Do another set of each, rest for 2 minutes, and then do it again. All while doing it at 85% of your one rep max. Now, move on to your shoulders. So do the same thing for shoulders, and then do the same thing for triceps. Now, as you begin to build muscle and get stronger, you can increase to 3 exercises per body part. So now you can add in another, maybe a butterfly chest press onto that now. So then you're going to do 8 chest press, 8 dumbbell press, then 8 butterfly press, then rest for 2 minutes. Again, keeping it at that 85% of your one rep max. So remember, though, proper progression. Do not go straight from just doing 1 to 3 because you want to jump right in and you want to build real fast. That's how you get hurt. So do not go straight from 1 to 3, and do not let a trainer start you off at 3 sets or 3 exercises in a, compounded together. Now, mostly I'm asked about fat burning. After all, many of us have fat to burn, myself included. Now, those that are aiming to burn fat are looking for max amount of reps, lighter weight in the beginning, and in some cases, explosive moves and full body workouts. Now, fat loss has multiple stages in multiple progressions. The basic workout is to complete a full body workout, hitting each muscle group and completing 3 sets of 12 to 20 at a lower weight, at 65 to 75% of your one rep max. So now, instead of doing 8 exercises at, or sorry, 8 reps of an exercise at 85%, you're now doing 12 to 20 repetitions at 65 to 75%. So you're doing more repetitions with less weight. Now, that's in the beginning stages when you're trying to build your base. So let's say you're past all that and that you're looking to really, really torch some calories in the power phase. You, of course, are going to start out each workout with a dynamic warm-up, squats, lunges, and maybe even like some jumps, like jumping jacks or skipping rope or something like that. Now, in the power phase of lifting, you're going to do those supersets again. So that's where it gets a little bit different. You're going to do one regular exercise, like a bench press, 5 times at 85% of the one rep max. So instead of 8, like you did when you were doing hypertrophy, you're now doing 5 reps. Now, you're not going to follow that with another 5 reps of another exercise. You're actually going to follow that with an explosive exercise, 10 reps of something, say, like a medicine ball chest pass at 5% of your body weight. Then you're going to rest for 2 minutes, and then you're going to repeat that 2 more times. So again, you are, in this power phase, going to do that the supersets of 2 exercises in a row, but it's a little bit different. So going back to the chest press, using that as our example, you do 5 times at 85% one rep max of a regular chest press with the barbell. Then you're going to grab a medicine ball that is about 5% of your body weight. So if you're 100 pounds, or 100, let's say 150 pounds, you want a 7 to 8 pound medicine ball. And then you're going to do an explosive pass, like you're passing a basketball 10 times. So then you can move on to your backs, your shoulders, your biceps, your triceps, and your legs, because in this instance, you're trying to do a full body workout. So remember, for muscle building, compound sets, that's two exercises for the same muscle group or same body part, 8 each at 85% of one rep max. For fat burning, when you get into that power stage, compound sets of a static exercise like the bench press, 5 reps at 85% one rep max, and then another 10 reps of something explosive like the medicine ball chest pass with 5% of your body weight. So that's a big difference. It was a long way to kind of get there, but what it comes down to is you're doing your compound sets differently at different reps and at different percentages of weight. So that's why it's important sometimes to have a personal trainer to take you through those things, because it can get very, very, very confusing, especially without having that chart right in front of you. So now, like, what about, like classes and stuff like that? You know, we do classes. You probably do classes elsewhere as well. Now, if you're in a class that's nonstop action with the goal of max reps, you're in a fat-burning class. Anything that's cardio-based is meant to burn fat. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't burn fat lifting heavy. I mean, after all, you are expending extra calories. But for maximum calorie burn, you have to get that heart rate up there. And you don't always get your heart rate up there as high just from doing, you know, heavy sets. So you want to be doing more explosive stuff to get your heart rate up. But now this does bring me to my next point. None of any of this lifting mumbo jumbo means anything if you're not eating for the desired outcome. Now sometimes it's just simple math. Consume more calories than your body needs and put on weight, and then consume less and lose weight. Now, sometimes it is just that simple. Now, different people, however, need different calorie allotments based on age, weight, gender, and height. So you need to take this into consideration when you're trying to either build muscle or burn fat. Now, for example, a 200-pound, 6-foot man of 35 years old has a basal metabolic rate of 1,989 calories. So this means that just to exist, breathe, blink, and run bodily processes, he needs to consume 1,989 calories just to maintain body weight. Now, a 200-pound, 6-foot man of 65 years of age has a basal metabolic rate of 1,785. So you can see as you get older, you need less calories to maintain body weight. Even if the height and the weight are the same, the age will make a difference. Now, what about gender? Now, a 120-pound, 5-foot female, age 35, has a basal metabolic rate of 1,318 calories. And a 170-pound, 5-foot woman, age 35, same age, 50 pounds, weighing 50 pounds more, has a basal metabolic rate of 1,536. So again, a 200 calorie difference just to maintain weight. So you can see that different factors affect how many calories each person needs. Now, you can either let a personal trainer or a health coach or someone who's certified in some vein in nutrition figure this out for you. But you can also find your numbers in by plugging them into a caloric needs calculator on active.com. For me personally, I find that is the one that works the best and is the most accurate. So you have to factor those numbers in there as well as lifestyle. Now, does each person have a sedentary job or an active job? Are they chasing kids around? You know, and that's all before you do add in exercise. So everything that you do on a daily basis is going to make up how many calories you need just to maintain body weight. So now, if you're looking to add body, if you're adding, looking to add muscle, or if you're looking to reduce fat, then you need to reduce or add to your caloric intake, all of those different factors. Again, another reason to hire a professional to help sort out all this confusing stuff. So when you're trying to lose weight, when you're trying to lose weight, you have to consume 3,500 calories less than needed over a given period of time in order to lose 1 pound of body fat. That's 3,500 calories. So let's say that you want to lose 1 pound a week. you need to consume 500 calories less than your body needs each day. That's going to include your basal metabolic rate, plus your lifestyle. Do you have a busy lifestyle or a sedentary lifestyle? Plus your exercise, if you're exercising. So the easiest way to do this is to consume foods, though, that are low calorie but high in nutritional value. Think fruits and vegetables, and even in some cases, whole grains. Now, if you saw the graphic that we posted earlier this week on our Facebook page, you can see how much space 400 calories of vegetables takes up in your stomach compared to that of 400 calories of oil and also of beef. There's a big difference there that you can see on how much space it takes up in your stomach. So if you're trying to lose weight, you want to eat more nutrient-dense, lower-calorie food like vegetables because it takes up more space in your stomach. It gets you fuller quicker. Now, let's say you want to gain muscle. So on the flip side, if you're trying to gain weight or gain lots of bulk and you're trying to do it quickly, such as bodybuilders do, then you'd be consuming several thousand calories per day along with your lifting program. Now, you do want to make sure that you're getting anywhere from 25 to 35% of your calories from protein. Now, overconsuming calories may help to build muscle, but you're also going to put on some fat as well while you're bulking up. That's why you can't do both at the same time, or it's why it's not necessarily smart to cut and then add muscle. I mean, you can. I mean, especially if you're already overweight, it would be good to lose some of that fat and then go ahead and bulk up. You'll put on a little more fat again, and then to cut again. So it just kind of depends on what you're really trying to accomplish. So now it's generally recommended, though, that you actually only consume about 500 calories a day over what your body needs. Bodybuilding, I'm not going to say, is the healthiest thing in the world. But if you're trying to build a little bit of bulk muscle, then you want to do it slowly at 500 calories per day. So this leads to smaller gains, as they're called, but it also leads to less fat gain, and it's considered a healthier way to go. Now, you're probably going to put on, if you're really, really diligent about your workout, you're going to put on about 1/4 pound of muscle per week doing it this way. Now, just to recap, for weight loss, you are consuming less calories than your body needs for daily activity and exercise. And your exercise should be high intensity with many reps, generally speaking. Now, you can also use compound exercises. 5 reps of a static exercise, such as a bench press, at 85% of that 1 rep max, followed by an explosive exercise at 5% of your body weight. Now, if you're trying to build bulk muscle, then you should consume about 500 calories more than you need daily, and lift using a compound exercises of 8 reps at 85% of your 1 rep max. All right, hopefully that makes sense. If it doesn't, you can always reach out and ask me further questions and ask to clarify any of this. If you don't understand 1 rep max or if you don't understand the idea of the compound sets, maybe you need to see it on paper. Come see me. Come find me. I'm either in the studio or all over the place. Like after this, I'm going to Lyle. So, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. And then join me next week as I discuss 3 surefire ways to sabotage your fitness goals. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to find me. Visit us on Facebook. We are so close to 1,000 followers on Facebook. And then find us online at findingyourmomentum.com. Until next time, I hope you are able to find your momentum.